I answer your question?
Yep.
And I can tell you, if they didn't like my attitude, I would fix it on the way out, or they'd never call me again. They called Jim to tell me what I said, but it wouldn't be. They wouldn't want to follow me. I don't want their business.
Question. Maybe you have a huge team right now that handles all of your, you know, transaction coordination and all that, but it's just you. Can you give us some advice on how to keep, when you get busy, how to keep all your dates straight, your timeline straight? What sort of system can you have in place?
You all hear the question?
At one time, it was just me. I've always used a day timer or the equivalent of a day timer. I assume, and to this day, I have that same policy. I assume I do not have a memory. Serious. One of the most frustrating things about my office manager, who's retired in 8 years, one of the most frustrating things is she trusts her memory for everything. So when she's gone, out of the room, my file cabinet's just left. Understand? I find it hideous, and it's the one thing about her I won't miss. I love her, but I won't miss that feature. I assume that that nothing can be committed to memory. Everything has to be written down. So if there's something to do, it must be in writing. The busier you get, the more important this is, because it's one thing for someone to ask you, can you take care of mom? Yeah, I'll take care of it for you. Will you do mom? I'll take care of it for you. Then on your way to do it, somebody, the phone rings. You get something you don't have to call for when it's going to ring. And you pick it up and somebody asks you now something else, but you haven't written the phone. I tell you, something's going to get knocked out of pole position and some promise or something is important. What I did is I carried, you can buy it, if I tell you, about 30 bucks, a little tape player about this size. If I tell you, you can buy one for no more than $30 now that Office Max. I carried it, I got this idea from Bob Wolf, and I carried that with me everywhere. It was in my car. If, after I left the listing appointment, the first thing I did was any promise, commitment, or anything I said to that seller, I recorded. If I, on my way home, was thinking something like, oh gosh, tomorrow's trash pickup day, paint the green can to the curb there on that table. Everything, if I thought of something that needed to be done, I put it on that table. There was a reason for this. I didn't want to get home. The first thing I did when I got home was sort of debrief by making my tape site, like the list of stuff that I put on that table. I didn't want there to be anything. You'd go, why would you have to put on there tape the trash out? Otherwise, I was going to have a thought in my head for something important I'm supposed to do that. It was paint the trash out, but if that got on my list, I'd see it was right. Now, sometimes I've already done it, just crossed the other stand. But I didn't want to have any random thought for you. So, rule one, no memory. None. Write it down, put it on tape, and that way there was no chance for it to fall through the cracks. I had lists, sometimes I got so much stuff going on, I had lists of lists and lists of lists, but at least it got in writing, and there was a way to access. That was the most important. The other thing is, and I'll show you real quickly, and I'll close with this. If you made an appointment and divided all types of works into these four categories, you can have urgent, not urgent. This comes from the book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Steve McCutcheon. You have urgent and not urgent, and important, not important. Valuable lessons I ever learned. Where most people spend most of their time, like if you have, let's get this much. The average John Hall agent
sells 10.5 houses a year. 10. That's what my numbers and Calaway's mixed in, the average of 10.5. Coldwell Banker's at 11, nationally and local. Do you know how much screwing off and inefficiency someone has to have to keep a staff that low? Do you have any idea of what numbing crap a person would have to work on to sell that few houses a year? They have to be spending the bulk of their time working on something that's not important. It's just simply not important. It may be urgent. A ringing telephone is urgent. Oh my God, the phone's ringing now. I was going to go take a listing, but the phone rang. It turned out it was my mother, or it was your friend Charlie, it was the sign company, the sign blew up. A ringing phone, my God, stop the world. You understand? Urgent, but not important. Urgent and important. In some stuff, it is urgent and it's important. The bulk of the time, agents spend their time working on something that's not important. Opening, looking at crap email, looking at it, not important and not urgent. This is the part that gets missed. Important, not urgent. That is the one. If you will spend time on that one, you'll make a fortune. What does that mean? Well, let's take, what would be an example of something that's important, but it's not urgent?
Working on 60 days, 90 days work.
Excellent. See, how about that flyer you're going to want to go call on those people? That's not urgent. If you don't do anything on it for the next 2 weeks, what the hell? Marge won't be mad. Diane Ward's not going to smack you. Understand? The penalty for not doing it will just be the money you don't get November and December. That's all. But it's not urgent. How about the calls themselves, the cold calls to people who aren't going to buy anything right now? Apparently that's not urgent. It's important, but not urgent. Work on this stuff, and you would want to spend, and I mean scheduled spend, time spent every week, every week, every week, every week, working on your business, not in your business. I couldn't recommend a better thing. You would spend time, I don't care what you want, or you would listen to a motivational tape, or you would do something that enhances you, something that enhances your business. And you want to think of it as a business. How would you treat it if you were making $200,000 a year? How would you treat it? You get $16,000 a month. To you, how would you treat it? And that's a viewpoint. And the only difference between people making $20,000 and $200,000 is that viewpoint. It's not their mastery of the 12C or their IQ or anything else. It's, is this something that matters? Is it your baby? Is that making sense? So write it all, write everything down. Commit to it so you don't have to remember anything, so you don't get dispersed, and keep your attention on the prize. What is it you wanted to accomplish in the first place? And prospect, 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 prospect. And I'll tell you when you can stop prospecting. When you're dead, that'll be one way. Or when you're spending so much on marketing that it won't matter, you don't need to pick up the phone, they're all calling you and I'm told it, but keep prospecting. So thanks very much for listening.